back at Ohio Stadium here in Columbus, also known as the Shoe, one of the premier destinations for college football and a place that everyone has on their bucket list. And here we are about the 35-yard line looking over here on the camera deck alongside Zach Browning. I'm Austin Platt. Brooks White, our reporter behind me, and Ian Plaskoff locking things down back in our studios in Bloomington. Zach, it was 448 days ago that we had the season opener on the airwaves last year in the sweltering heat at Memorial Stadium, and Indiana kept that game close for a good chunk. We're down by 7 at halftime, just like they were today. Ohio State pulled away in the second half. Rosters look so much different, but it was Ohio State able to pull away, and you may be afraid that the same thing could happen today.
Indiana's got a rest on their defense and trust in their defense. This, again, despite the 21 points allowed so far today, this is an Indiana defense that has played phenomenal. They've realistically only given up 7 points, because you talk about the second touchdown Ohio State scored. They got the ball inside the 10-yard line after the muffed punt from James Evans, then obviously the punt return just a few moments ago. So Indiana's defense has still played spectacular. They've still done a good job of limiting what Ohio State can do, especially on the ground. Yes, Will Howard's 14-16 for 116 yards, but he also does have an interception. So Indiana's defense has played well. Now they have an opportunity and a chance to once again pick up an offense for the Hoosiers that is struggling to find its rhythm.
11:47 left in this third quarter. First and 10 for Ohio State at their own 25-yard line. And last year was a 23-3 win for Ohio State. They had 143 rushing yards, 237 passing yards. It was Kyle McCord, the starting quarterback. Obviously, he transferred to Syracuse after it was pretty apparent that Will Howard would be brought in as the starter. Transfer from Kansas State has been great today. 14 of 16 for 116 and a touchdown. He'll pass on first down here on play action, looking right and looking towards Ibuka, who makes the catch at midfield, gets both feet down and goes out of bounds. And Ohio State looking to go hurry up here. Great throw from Howard to Ibuka, who has been phenomenal today. I mentioned in that meeting last year, just 3 catches for 16 yards. That one right there gets him his 6th of the day. Now he has 55 and a touchdown. 2 receivers to the left. Howard takes a snap, hands it to the right for Travion Henderson. Aiden Fisher comes across and makes the tackle, shoestring tackle at that. Gain of 3 for Henderson. 2nd down and 7 with 11 minutes left in this third quarter.
Just under 2.0 yards per carry on the day for Ohio State. It's really been the air in the passing game that has worked for the Buckeyes. Ohio State receivers have been able to consistently find the soft spot in this Indiana zone defense, especially towards the boundaries.
Ibuka, a finalist for the Hornung Award, best wide receivers in the country. Howard takes a snap, it's Henderson running out to the left, trying to get outside the tackle box, and gets a gain of 3, running towards the numbers. So it'll bring up a 3rd down here.
That's a play that really sets D'Angelo Pons apart defensively. He's a cornerback, one of the top coverage cornerbacks in the country for this Indiana defense. And right there, he did a good job setting the edge and forcing Henderson back inside towards the middle of the field and into a number of bodies. Good job setting the edge there by Pons and limiting the gain on that run play.
2 receivers out to the right, 1 to the left, with Henderson just to the right of Will Howard. 10 minutes left, it's a 3rd down and 7. Indiana's defense would be big if they could get off the field. Howard drops back to throw, looking out, and the high pass is caught for a 1st down at the 35-yard line, shoved out of bounds. It's Jeremiah Smith, the freshman from Florida, who has been unbelievable this year for the Buckeyes as the wide receiver 1. Been quieter today, just like Marvin Harrison Jr. was last year, but big catches like that set you apart, and it's a big 1st down as now Ohio State at the plus 34.
And once again, Austin, Linnell Carr getting caught out there in pass coverage, playing that flat zone on the far side of the field. Never a good matchup between him and any of these Ohio State receivers.
Henderson stays on the field. Ohio State with the football, driving from left to right, operating on the left hash. Low snap for Howard. He hands it off on the draw to Henderson, trying to push his way, and the offensive line does a great job following him up. Rugby style, pushes him forward out to the 30 for a solid gain of 5.
An Indiana defense that looks like it's just getting worn down right now. They've gotten no help from their offense today. And the defense that has been so stout not only today but all season long for the Hoosiers beginning to show a little bit of cracks.
Indiana's had the ball for 2 more minutes than Ohio State, but it just feels like right now the Buckeyes are wearing down this tired Hoosier defense. at the 30-yard line. It's second and six. That was a gain of four for Henderson. Now it's Judkins, the running back, behind Howard. Takes a snap. Running right, makes one man miss. Out towards the marker, gets pushed across, has enough for the first down across the middle of the field. Quinshon Judkins spent 2 years at Ole Miss. Scored 17 touchdowns both of those years, and has a touchdown in this one. It's actually Henderson that has the rushing touchdown. With Judkins as the RB1, splitting a lot of time with Henderson, gets enough for the first down. And today, Judkins has just 16 yards on the ground, but they've been some big ones.
Neither team has really run the football too well, Austin. It's just been the difference in this game so far has been Will Howard versus Curtis Rourke and the time they've had to throw.
Howard goes under center. It's a sweep out to the left. And there's plenty of room here for Smith, making one man miss out to the 10, running along the near sideline. He's out to the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal for Ohio State. Great play call dialed up there. Chip Kelly, obviously the new offensive coordinator, coming over from UCLA. Wanted to join Ryan Day's staff, take on a new role, and elevate this Buckeyes offense, which last year just did not have the playmakers and really the quarterback play they do this year. And Howard has been great in this one. And they get the first down on the sweep.
Ohio State does such a good job of getting the football to their playmakers in creative ways. And whether it's a jet sweep, we've seen a lot of stuff in the flats to just try and get the ball to these playmakers in space.
7:14 left in the third quarter. Ohio State up by 14, looking for more. Howard with Henderson out to his right. Takes a snap. It's a handoff for Henderson right up the middle. Makes one man miss. Goes to his right out across the five. Dragged down at the 4-yard line. This is just ground pound right now if you're the Buckeyes, and there's a player slow to get up. It's Bennett Christian, junior from Georgia, top 20 tight end nationally, just two catches this year out blocking on that play. And this will take us to a full media timeout, 3-minute media timeouts here with the Big Noon kickoff. And with that, we'll take a break. 6:55 left in the third quarter. This game is essentially one-way traffic right now. It'll be second down and goal from the 4 for the Buckeyes on the other side of this injury timeout. Don't go anywhere here. You're listening to Indiana Football on WIUX Sports.